We've learned some powerful tools so far. One of them is the proactive formula. We've learned the first two steps of the proactive formula. Pause, what a pleasure, and to ask why it's in my movie. We've learned some additional tools to help us on the journey, to give us strength. We've learned how to ask the Creator for help, which is really just a way for us to change our own vessel, to receive strength and to receive the light as we're going through a challenging process. We've learned also how to embrace any process we're going through, because that's the time we can let the light in. We're going to learn now the third step of the proactive formula. The third step of the proactive formula is how to come from a giving place. After we've gone through our formula of pause, what a pleasure, ask why it's in my movie, embracing the process, and asking the Creator for strength throughout, at what point do we confront a situation? At what point do we speak up or deal with the pain at hand, deal with the challenge, deal with the person? In Kabbalah 2, we deal more closely with proactive confrontation, what it really means to be a giver, how much to give, when to give, and when to pull back, especially when it comes to the details and the intricacies of relationships. Right now, what we really want to focus on is when I'm challenged and I need to deal with a situation in some way, how do I know I'm ready to deal with it? Only when I know I'm coming from a giving place. We all know when we're about to do something and it's truly because we care about the individual, truly because we want to add value, and we know when we're doing something because it's about our own ego, our own self-satisfaction, our own need for instant gratification. If I truly cared about this individual, what would that feel like? What would I do? What would I say? Imagine you're on an email chain where one of your colleagues is speaking bad about you and speaking down to you on a chain of emails he sent to you and 10 other colleagues, including your boss. And you feel angry, you feel hurt, you feel upset. You feel the need to retaliate and give a good name for yourself, to save your reputation. Okay, so pause. What a pleasure. It's a great test. You might even take that time to ask yourself why it's happening to you. Maybe you realized that you did the same thing to somebody else, whatever the lesson is. You start to ask the Creator for strength. Okay, help me not be reactive. I want to respond, but give me the strength not to be. How do you know when to respond? Only when you feel like you can be coming from a giving place. Do you want to respond because you're trying to save yourself? Or do you want to respond because you genuinely want to bring a sense of unity, a sense of closure? You want to diffuse the state of what's going on. You don't want to hurt your friend or your colleague or make anyone else look bad. You want to come from a giving place. Being with the light of the Creator means always creating a win-win. Being reactive means win-lose, which ultimately ends up as lose-lose. Until I can come from a giving place, it's an indication I cannot make an action yet. Until I can open my heart and feel like I genuinely care about the company, about the other employees, about the client, I should not write that email. This may be another moment where we need to ask the Creator for strength. Maybe we need to visualize what we would do if that was our own child or our own mother. Would we say it differently? Would we care in a different way? But giving is so powerful. People respond to your giving when you really care about them. Coming from a giving place is actually something that over time will develop a stronger and stronger affinity to. We'll have a better sixth sense of how to do it all the time. We'll feel more sensitive to the people and what they need, and as a result, act more like the light. But here's a way that the Satan could trick us. In that last example, many people may say, well, I need to write an email right now because that's giving to the customers. I need to show the company that I'm actually right and this person is wrong, that this person is lying. That may be true. But again, if you are reactive, it means you need to pause. You cannot do anything from a reactive place. Once you've calmed down and you're no longer hurt and upset, then you need to ask yourself, how do I come from a giving place so that everybody wins? How do I craft that email so I'm not hurting anyone or putting anyone down? As soon as you think about coming from a giving place, you might even realize, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't send an email at all. Maybe I need to make a phone call one by one to talk to people and speak to them about the truth. We don't know what the answer is, but if you ask yourself, am I coming from a giving place, which means am I creating a win-win for everyone? That's what's going to allow you to see the truth. The third step completes the proactive formula. Step one, pause. What a pleasure. Step two, ask, why is it in my movie? Step three, come from a giving place. Come from a place of compassion.